have a stupid pair of Dave Mishnah, Ha'ishas and his Dharma La'os and his Garshan. A woman that was widowed or divorced. And we do not have a stupid to check as to whether she was a Basula at the time of the wedding or an Amana. He married Basula and his Sastani. She claims I was a Basula at the time of the wedding, therefore she is due the Ksuba of a Basula, which is Messiah and Zut. Vuhu Aymer, Loki, Ela Amana Nisasihu. And the Baal, or in the case that he died, the Yorshim claimed that she was an Amana at the time of the Nisuan. And therefore, she is only due the Ksuba of an Amana, which is half of the Ksuba of a Basula. Im Yejede, Sheyatasa Beinuma, Bereisha Perua, Ksubasa Messiah. If there are Edim that at the time of the wedding, she went to the Chuppah and a veil, and that her hair was down to her shoulders, as that was the meaning in those days, that a Basula went to the Chuppah and a veil with her hair down to her shoulders. So that would be a riot, that she was a Basula. And then she would get a Ksuba of a Basula, which is Messiah. But if there are no Edim, then it's her word against his. And he is believed, since she is a Maisi, she is trying to be Maisi, the Ksuba of a Messiah from him. And we have a Klal, Maisi and Mechaveru, all of a riot. So therefore, without a riot, she would only get the Ksuba of an Amana, which is Mezu. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Aymer, Af Chilek Kloyes Vayim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika said that if they gave out roasted grain at the time of the wedding, then that would also be a riot that she was a Psula, since that was the meaning in those days, that at the wedding they gave out roasted grain. But according to the Tanakhama, even though there was a meaning to give out roasted grain by the Nisuin of a Psula, that's not a good enough raya, since it's possible they gave out the grain, even though she was an Amana. As opposed to the raya of Yatsa Benuma of Bereisha Perua, that they certainly only did by the Nisuin of a Psula.
Rabbi Yeshua admits to Rabbi Gamliel, this Mishnah is referring back to the Mishnah in the first part. So it said over there that a Bahu after the Nisuin finds that his wife does not have a Psula, and claim that she lost her Basulim already before the Arison. And the Arison is a Mekach Tot, and that she is not due a Ksuba at all. And she claims she lost her Basulim after the Arison. She was raped after the Arison. At the time of the Arison, she was a Basula, and therefore is due the Ksuba of a Basula. Rabbi Gamliel holds that she is believed with a Migu. A Migu meaning that since she could have made a better time, that she could have said she lost her Basulim Ayidei Amaka, that she is a Mukas Eight. And then if her Baal would die, she would be Ksher Lakuna. And instead she said that she was raped after the Arison. And in the event that her Baal would die, she would be Sula Lakuna. So therefore, we must believe her, since if she was lying, she would have made the better time. And Rabbi Shua said over there that she is not believed with this Migu. In the following Migu, Rabbi Shua admits that he is believed. V'aymer l'chaveru, Sada zusha avicha hoysa, ulakachtia hemenu, shehu nema. Somebody who said to his friend, this field that I own once belonged to your father, but I bought it from him. He is believed. Sha'apesha asar hu'apesha hitzit. The same path that offered the field on him by saying that it once belonged to his father is the same path that has marked the field on himself by saying that he bought it from his father, and therefore he is believed. This is called a migu di bai shasak. He could have not said anything at all since nobody was making a taina against him, and therefore, once he does make a taina, we believe him. Since if he was lying, he wouldn't have said anything at all. This migu is a better migu than the migu in the first parish, because in the first parish, the isha is forced to answer back the taina of the baal, and she admits that she does not have the sula, and therefore, under pressure, she said the first taina that came to mind, that she was raped after the arison. Maybe she did not think of the taina of Mukasei, to the post, to this case, where nobody's making a taina against him, so therefore we must believe him, and he's saying the truth. Vim yesh eden, shehisha avit, v'hu oimer, l'kachtia heimenu, enanem. But if there are eden, that it belongs to the other person's father, and he claims that I bought it from his father, then he's not believed, as he no longer has a migu, since the eden are being made, that it once belonged to the other person's father, he is forced to make some kind of taina, and therefore is not believed, even according to Rabbi Gamliel, as this is not a migu at all.